The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus prayed, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking you on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us.
Amen. Amen.
So at the, hold on, got to get my prop set up here. So at the 10 o'clock service, we're going to do a sermon for the youth and the children. And Kevin, I'm not going to put you on the spot since you're the only person under the age. I'm going to go safe and say 30 here. Apologies if I got that wrong back there. So don't worry, you don't have to answer everything, okay? So who understood that gospel? Yeah, okay, some of you were like, all right, you got something from it. That's good, because to quote Winston Churchill, to me, it is a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside of enigma. But I love, we always know that part, but do you know what he said next? But perhaps there is a key. And I think that that's, when I read today's gospel, and it comes up regularly, so it's not like I haven't seen it before, and I go, oh God, it's this one again, you know? And what do we know? We know that if Jesus repeats something, that we have to pay attention. Only Jesus repeats many, many words in this. So just a bit of context. This is at the end of the Last Supper. And this is actually a prayer that Jesus is praying on behalf of his disciples. And it's Jesus's prayer knowing that he is going to have to leave them and they are going to have to go out on their own. And so I'm going to just highlight three words for you today. So the first one, I want you all to appreciate my signs. Former school teacher, I don't get to play as much anymore. So the first word is given, or give, or gave. Any idea, don't look down, any idea how many times it was used in today's reading? Close. Close. It was nine. This is nine times on give or gave. So what does Jesus say? If it's repeated, it's important. So Jesus is saying giving and gave and give are important. And by the way, if you play with these words over too much time, they all just look like, I don't know, cereal to me. They kind of dissolve, and I'm like, is that really a word? But the point is that what Jesus is saying is that God has given us, and by us, he talks about the disciples, but in the end, we are now the disciples. So God has given us everything that we need. Sorry, you all didn't see my awesome sign over here. Just letting you know. Sorry. So God has given us everything that we need, and not only has God given us everything we need, God has given us the most important thing, which is himself in the form of Jesus. God gave us Jesus. Don't worry, it's 8 o'clock. I know some of you have only had one cup of coffee, but God gave us Jesus. And so we need to remember, both in our times of need and in our times of joy, we have everything that we need. We have been given what we need. Now, just because we've given it doesn't mean that we know what to do with it. So, but the other thing God has given us is truth. And Jesus, I didn't give you all the give lines because it would have taken too long, but with truth, he says that the apostles have received the words that God has given Jesus and known in truth that Jesus came from God. Jesus asked God to sanctify them in truth, and Jesus reminds them that Jesus' word, God's word, is truth. Oh, and for their sakes I sanctify myself so that they may be sanctified in truth. So God has given, and one of the things that God has given us is truth. And I know we talk a lot about love, but I think that we sometimes don't talk enough about the truth of what God has given us. Truly, God has given us what we need. Jesus has given us the one and only truth that we need for our lives. That God loves us, that God is with us. So we've been given truth, the truth that we are not only loved, but we need to share that love with each other. And how do we know that? Because Jesus used the word world 80 bazillion times in this reading. Hold on, wait. 11 times do we get the word world. And the thing about the world is Jesus, if we think about it, I don't know about you, I don't know what Bible you grew up with or children's Bible books. You know, I'm a big fan of the Arch books. They're still sitting in my garage. I can't give them away, little children's books on the Bible. But, you know, we have this idea of that was then, right? That was Jesus's time, and it was dusty and dirty, and they wore funny clothes, and they spoke a different language, and their world isn't our world, and yet the truth is, their world, Jesus's world, is our world, right? The world that Jesus came to is the very world that we are in today, and we need to remember that. And so, if we have been given truth, what do we do with the world is we take that truth into the world. And that's what Jesus' prayer is today. Jesus' prayer is that the disciples take the truth that they have been given out into the world. Because that's what God calls us to do. That's what being a follower of Jesus means, to take God's truth into the world. And so I will ask the children, and I am not going to put adults on the spot at 8 a.m., but seriously, how are you going to take the truth that you have been given into the wider world this week? What's just one way you can take the gospel truth that you are loved, that you have been given everything that you need, that you are God's beloved, and to share that love with each other? What is the one thing that you can do to take that truth that you have been given into the world. Amen.